Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the final 22 teams have made their way down to Orlando and are ready to get back out on the court. While the ending of this year's basketball season will be different than years past, there will not be a shortage of excitement, and no better place to get in on all that action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. Celebrating the return of basketball, DraftKings is giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. Get this, you can bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. And it's easy to take advantage of this offer. All you have to do is sign up and navigate to the promotions tab within the app. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users get special odds boosts, bet 20, win 100 on the team of your choosing. Code KSN and boost your odds $20 to win 100 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Andy Shea. He's Bobby Flo, Bob Flounders. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Hey, Shea, I was waiting
Either
for you.
Either one of you can answer.
Hey, Shea, I was waiting for you. It is age before beauty. You blew it. I'm doing well, Jim. I think Andy's doing well. I don't want to speak for him. I hope he's doing well.
I was waiting for you, and you were waiting for me. I'm doing good, Jim. I'm doing good. Thanks.
All right. There's no place for courtesy on this podcast and show, guys. So you need to jump in and take. I actually made the mistake there. I didn't direct a question to either one of you. I just threw it out there and then decided, well, let's see who talks first. All right. We are doing the Keystone Kickoff Show. Ross Tucker will be joining us in quarter number two and quarter number three. But first, with Bob and Andy, we are going to look at the news of the week. And since this week, Wednesday, was the every other Wednesday, we did get a report on the COVID testing at Penn State. They announced that they have done a total of 466 tests, and there are 8 positives and 66 pending. Bob, can you help me out here? Is this good news, bad news, or somewhere in between?
Yeah, so I know a lot of people are probably going to focus on Jimmy the Jump. I think it was the last time we talked about it. I think it was it one or none, but there were some pending tests, and now it's 8. So to me, without being a doctor, I would just point out 2 things. You know, there's more than the football team up there. They have multiple sports up there. And the other thing is that, you know, that's a pretty good percentage of 466 tests and 8. I tried to do the math. I think it's under 2% positives. I could be wrong. But, and also, you know, a positive test, it doesn't really indicate whether they're asymptomatic or how sick they really are. I just think it was unrealistic to expect them to be spotless. I'm going to take the glass half full side of this and say, I think that's pretty good news. They haven't had to stop workouts. I feel like they're doing everything in their power to kind of maintain a safe environment. And the players are, it sounds like the players from the interviews that we've had are very serious about kind of staying on focus. I know it's not easy to be up there, especially when you're not sure about when the season's actually going to start and who you're actually going to play. But I think from a statistical standpoint, that those numbers don't surprise me. I thought there were going to be some positive tests, and I think that number is pretty low.
Yeah. So the one thing I wanted to say, Jim, was that as we've gone through July and are heading into August here, and other sports are starting to, like Major League Baseball started, hockey's about to start, basketball's about to start, the NFL is about to start training camp. You're learning more about the inside the protocol. So you're going to have positive tests, right? No matter what you do, you're going to have based on a percentage of people and the numbers in the country, you're going to have some positive tests. It, what I'm figuring out is looking at the protocols, and the Marlins hot mess earlier this week appears to be related to them not following protocols. So you look at what's inside the building and what Penn State can control, right? And then the second part of it is, and this is the part that sort of all sports are worried about, including college football, is it's not the inside the building when they have institutional control of them. It's the outside the building that the majority of the positive tests are going to come from. And that's A, just going to happen, and B, comes from maybe a slight lack of personal responsibility. So you're going to have positive tests. I feel that learning more about each sport, that the institutions and organizations have really done a lot to lock it down, to control that environment, so that it only makes the outside environment the threat.
Couple things. First of all, Bob, I checked your math and you are right. That is less than 2%. And though I had promised there would be no math on our show, but I appreciate you doing it and getting there in less than 2%. The other point that has to be pointed out here is, yes, there's eight, but that's not necessarily eight from football, because they are doing tests, like you said, Bob, for other sports. The other thing, and Andy, you brought up what's going on in baseball with the Marlins, but what I find fascinating now is the mindset seems to be not, uh-oh, we had a problem with the Marlins, let's shut this thing down. It was, all right, we got a problem with the Marlins, how do we mitigate this? And what they did was, the Marlins aren't playing for several days. They were, I believe, in Philadelphia with the Phillies. So the Phillies, they decide to hold out for a couple days. And then they took the two teams that were supposed to play those teams and changed the schedule to have them play each other. So in other words, they said, we could work around this. And they found ways to do that. So, you know, that's a good sign that I believe all these sports, they're really trying to get the games in. And that's a good sign. Speaking of which, the ACC came out with an announcement. They didn't give a full schedule as far as this is when you're going to play this team, but they did come out with here's who each team is playing, and they are going to play 10 games among themselves in conference, and a plus one, which would be an in-state opponent. Now, as we record this, the Big Ten has yet to come out with their plan that would be comparable to this, Bob. But do you see this, what the ACC did, as a model that we might see the Big Ten and the other conferences follow?
Yeah, I do think when the Big Ten does come out with their plan, and I think there's every reason, guys, to expect the plan will probably be released very soon. We're taping this around lunchtime on Thursday. We just got the news less than 24 hours old about what the ACC is doing. So the Big Ten is going to have conference-only games. You would assume they're looking at a 10-game schedule, maybe a 9-game schedule, whatever that is. They're really there's not going to be any non-conference opponents. So It's fascinating to see what the Big Ten's going to do. You would think they would like to minimize travel as much as possible. So you just wonder about how they would approach, East-West games. Like how far will teams have to travel for their games? Obviously, Penn State, you know, in a perfect world, you know, Rutgers is close by, Maryland's close by, Ohio State's close by. It's not a terrible drive, I think, to get into the state of Michigan to play a couple of games. All of those things are possible. Indiana is not that far away, but you just wonder. I still wonder about maybe multiple games against one team. I just wonder if they would think about doing that. It's an extraordinary circumstance. I just don't know how much they want teams to travel. I thought the ACC schedule was interesting. And you know the phrase, luck of the Irish. I think it applies to Notre Dame. Yes, it helped, I think, the ACC to add a team like Notre Dame towards its schedule for this year. But I think it also helps out Notre Dame, which has always been, you know, fiercely independent and mindful of grabbing as much money as they can on their own. So I think it's a great move for the ACC. I thought it was a smart move by Notre Dame. And I'm very interested to see what the Big Ten is going to do, number one, and how quickly they're going to release their version of the 2020 schedule. I think it's got to be pretty soon.
What do you think, Andy?
So the one thing that Bob hit on that really is sticking out to me, like the ACC is looking at sort of a 10 plus one, right? Is the Big Ten and say the Big 12 and the SEC and the Pac-12, each conference is going to do it on their own. I'm intrigued whether they go, you know, nine games against, you know, nine unique opponents and then do a plus one and you play somebody twice, right? To give you another game to get you to, you know, a number that is acceptable for the college football playoff or, you know, when you're looking at, you know, any type of postseason scenario. So I think that is the most interesting part is I think you can geographically look at East and West in the Big Ten, for example, and say, okay, I can kind of make sense of six or seven or eight games, right? What's the eighth, ninth, or 10th game or the 11th game if they go that far? Are they going to do one multiple opponents? Are they going to do two? I'm sure that stuff they're all talking about. That is what intrigues me the most about sort of how to work out these conference-only schedules and limit the travel.
One thing I think that needs to be pointed out about the ACC schedule, as opposed to the Big Ten announced that they're only going to be, you know, intra-conference games, whereas with the ACC, that plus one, they're acquiescing to the they have several rivalry games that match up with Southeast Conference teams.
Yep.
So what you have is Georgia Tech playing Georgia, Louisville playing Kentucky, Clemson playing South Carolina, and Florida State. I don't know if I missed any there. And what's intriguing to me, though, is I don't think the Southeast Conference, though, has come out yet with their schedule as we record this.
Right.
So it'll be really fascinating. So officially, what the ACC said was a plus one that has to be played within your home state. So in other words, if the Southeast Conference is okay with it, yes, you're going to get Clemson playing Clemson, South Carolina, you know, Virginia, or anyway. But if you don't have that, they're going to probably pick up a lower level team in their home state to fill out the schedule. All right, that is it for quarter number one in the news. Stick around in quarter number two on Tucker's Tape. Ross is going to look at some of the recent 2021 commits.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.